Okay, we keep doing this thing where state serialization shows up in three different conversations, and then we just barrel past it. So, yeah, I think we finally owe it the full episode.
Yeah, it's one of those concepts that sounds fancier than it is, and then it turns out to be load-bearing everywhere. The annoying part is that once you see it, you realize a bunch of reliability problems were really just missing checkpoints.
And that's such an exploring next move, honestly. We keep acting like it's a side detail, then it turns out the side detail is the whole workflow.
Right. Think of it like writing your work on a math problem down on paper. If you get interrupted, you do not want to rederive everything from scratch. You want the exact points you reached, and a form you can pick back up. That's the core idea. State serialization is taking the model's current state and making it explicit, so it can be saved, read back, resumed, or handed to something else later.
Okay, but when you say state, you mean more than just the final answer, right? Because a model can spit out an answer without ever writing down how it got there.
Exactly. The model's internal reasoning lives in hidden activations and the way it processes tokens. We did a whole overview on state management, episode 636, but the quick version is, the model has a working desk, not a little notebook it naturally keeps around. Serialization is the part where you force some of that working state into a readable checkpoint.
Right. Right.
So instead of the state staying trapped inside the black box, you write it out in text, code, or some structured format. Then another process, or the same one later, can read that checkpoint and continue.
That already feels like the difference between a demo and something you can actually ship. Because the demo can just be one long forward pass, and the product needs, you know, not falling over when anything gets interrupted.
Yeah, and that's where durable execution comes in. Quick gloss, it means the system is built so a task can survive pauses, failures, or restarts without losing its place. Serialization is one of the mechanisms that makes that possible.
Okay, that's a clean distinction. So the model is not magically remembering its own thought process. You're making it write the thought process somewhere useful.
That's it. And the useful part matters, because if it is only implicit, you cannot inspect it, you cannot resume it, and you cannot easily transfer it to another system. A lot of the time, the serialized form is something like, here's what I've solved so far, here's what still needs checking, here's the next step. That can be plain text, or it can be a more structured object if the workflow wants to parse it.
So the model is basically writing its own checkpoint. That's the bit I wanted to get to.
Yeah. And the important thing is that checkpoint is not the final answer. It is the intermediate state you can trust enough to continue from, or at least inspect before continuing.
Okay, but why does that actually help? Why not just let the model finish and then judge the output at the end?
Because a lot of tasks are not one-shot tasks. If you are doing a long reasoning chain, a multi-step workflow, or a tool using agent, the failure can happen in the middle. Serialization gives you places to stop, check, and restart without throwing away everything before the failure.
Right. And that's where the product story gets real. A user does not care that the model had a beautiful internal journey if the process died at step 7.
Exactly. And this is why people keep reaching for chain of thought style outputs. When a model writes step 1, step 2, step 3, it is not just being verbose. It is serializing its reasoning into checkpoints you can read back.
I see.
Those steps can be verified, corrected, or even edited by a human or another system before the model continues. That is much harder when the reasoning never leaves the hidden state.
And that's the part that makes it feel less like magic and more like bookkeeping, which I mean as a compliment. Bookkeeping is underrated when the machine is trying to do something expensive and long-running.
Because hidden activations are not a reusable artifact. They are internal computation. You can't inspect them in a normal app. You can't store them in a database. And you can't pass them to a second process in any practical way.
Right.
Once you serialize, the state becomes portable, human-readable if you want it, machine-parsable if you need it, and durable enough to survive the thing that usually kills long workflows, interruption.
That word, portable, is doing a lot of work there.
It is, and it is also why serialization shows up in multi-agent handoffs. One agent can do a chunk of the work, right? The checkpoint. And another agent or a human can continue from that point without reconstructing the whole history.
So it's not just saving progress. It's also making progress legible enough to share.
Yes. And that is where the concept becomes more than a convenience feature. It becomes the contract between pieces of the system.
Okay. I'm going to ask the dumb version of the question on purpose. Is chain of thought just serialization?
Not exactly, but it is one common pattern for it. Chain of thought is when the model writes intermediate reasoning steps in natural language. That gives you a serialized trail you can inspect. But serialization can also be more structured than that, like a state object or a task record.
Right. So chain of thought is one way to serialize, not the whole idea.
Exactly. The broader idea is just making the model's current working state explicit enough that something outside the model can use it.
And that's why I keep thinking of the product angle. Users don't buy hidden elegance. They buy fewer dead ends, fewer restarts, fewer sorry. Please try again moments.
Sure, though I should be fair to the model side too. Serialization only works if the model can produce a checkpoint that is actually faithful to where it is in the task. If it hallucinates its own state, the resume point is fake.
Oof.
Yeah. So the real question is not, can it write something down? It's, can it write down a useful representation of where the task actually stands?
That sounds like the part where everybody pretends the hard bit is the API, and then discovers the hard bit was the discipline.
Exactly. The API just gives you a place to put the checkpoint. The interesting work is deciding what the checkpoint should contain.
Okay, where does this stand now? Is this one of those ideas that got absorbed into everything, or is it still a distinct thing people reach for?
Still very live. In practice, it is often buried inside agent systems, durable workflows, checkpointed reasoning, or handoff protocols, but the underlying move is the same. If a system needs to survive interruption or transfer work cleanly, serialization is still one of the basic tools.
So no obituary, just infrastructure wearing a nicer jacket.
Pretty much. The field may wrap it in new names, but the mechanism has not gone away. We just keep seeing it show up where reliability starts to matter.
And that's the part I'd want stuck in my head if I were new to this. It's not mystical memory. It's writing down enough of the current task that the next step can actually continue.
Yeah, that's the sentence.
And now I cannot believe this is how we spent a Wednesday. But honestly, good. You finally got the notebook thing to land.